What's your name?
Isaac Simon Etwan. They call it, but white people call it Etwan. It's my stepfather. I lost my folks about 1929, I think it is, about 29. Never did been to school. I went for second grade, and I've been moving out with my folks all the time. And
what's your parents' name?
Lucy Simon was my mother's name, and Blind Simon, they just call him Blind Simon. He was blind, so they just call him, the white people call him just Blind Simon. I don't know what was his last name. At the first, we lived in Nenana, Alaska. And right after New Year's, they move out to up around Mitov Flat, you know. My mother, she said, well, they used to have a tent out of a moose hide, you know. Make a tent out of that. Make about 3-4. And they just go about 10 miles moving with dogs, break trail, you know. And they pick up a little place like this, just by that big. And have some poles like that. They just wrap that moose skin tent around it, you know, and build a campfire right in the middle of it and got that smokestack straight up in that hole there. Just enough for smoke to go through. And I seen the picture of it, but the way they draw it, you know, the way they draw it. And it's straight up like this all the way, and then get wider down this way like that. And you got a little door, just about this high. They use caribou height for the doorway, you know. And it's nice and warm. They bank the whole place. They bank the whole place like this. And they cover it up with snow, and then keep fire going all night and that. They cut them wood about that long. Two, three stick and some birch wood last all night. Burn all night. Next morning they never have no clock, watch or anything. So they just wait for the daylight, that's all. They go out, start a break trail. And mother and me and sister, they move out. We move out behind them, where they break trail with dogs, you know. About 5 or 6 dogs, that's all we have. 2 sled tied together, moving up around the Tarlina, all the way up that way. And they never had them axe, like, we never had them axe out there, like some kind of that. They got some crooked stick. They make axe out of that. And you just gotta chip them wood too. You have to chip them, you can't cut them off. Because they haven't got no axe. So they use them, they just chip all that wood and kindlings. One big tree out there like that. Just make it all kindlings for the night. Next morning, broad daylight, they just take off again. And start moving, you know. Break trail. All them old folks go ahead of us, and they keep moving. Oh, they have stopped right on a trail with have lunch. About 12 o'clock, just when they think it's about 12 o'clock, they all catch up each other, make a big campfire there, and make some tea, have something to eat, and then start again. They go till about this time, I think just about this time they go. We look for where a good place to camp, where lots of wood, you know. And then they do the same thing again to them, wolfskin tent they had. Then we get poles like that the same way. No traps some days, there was no traps. Lots of track, lots of fur track all over. No trap, they make deadfall for marten. You ever seen deadfall? Mm. They make deadfall for marten. And the trap mink deadfall is trap. Mm-hmm. Traps. They make it out of a spruce tree, some green one, heavy one. And they put a make little house right there, you know. And put a bait and the little piece of meat, roast meat or something, you know. And Wolverine, this marten, just come right in there. He got a little stick straight up this way. And whenever he touched that, little, that deadfall just fall down, just mm-hmm. like that. And just catch him right around the waist, you know. Mm-hmm. That's the way they catch their fur. And they used to snare lynx with babies, too. And for snowshoes, you know, they make it about this big, and put a toggle right up here, and when Link go by there, well, they catch him right away. But some of it, they smell that rawhide, you know, that smell, and they chewed off some of it. So therefore, they make spring pole for them. They got spring pole. One right up here, you know, them heavy ones. And have that snare down right there, big lope. And when that link getting caught in there, well, all that weight is on this side, you know. When that link get caught in there, well, he jerk. You know, just that spring pole just push him right up and lift him up. And they die quick that way. And those moose, they used to catch way back ago. They had special arrow for them, moose. And they have to run them down to catch them, you know. They run them down. No gun them days. And they run them down, they just run alongside of that moose. And they just use arrow for them, you know. They got them about this long, that arrow. It's got something like this, it's sharp, like point. And it's got a little hook on them like this. And that arrow hit him, well, it never come out. Until he run into brush, well, he break that arrow off. But this point still inside of him. He go long ways with that, just the same. Until he get all in, you know. That's why they keep after him. They use a little sharp pointed spear to the use to get the moose. Takes them awful long time to get one moose. But that's lots to eat there for one moose. They used to kill about, about one person catch about four or launcher, four moose in each house. And that was they didn't have no buckets, cooking bucket, nothing. They just roast by campfire, day after day. The only the bucket they had was a basket, birch bark basket, that's what they had. And they just warm up that melt water in there and put some rocks in there, heat up the rocks and just put it in that basket, big basket. That way they boil their meat like that. And no light, they never had that, had light. It's only the light they had was in the campfire, right, in that, where the fire was. It's only the light they had. My mother, she say, she generally move all alone, all winter sometime, while her husband is out camping, out and hunt. Those days, any little thing helps. Them days, he had pretty tough go in the winter. And the guy, somebody catch moose while they move to that, where they catch the moose. And anybody who ever moved behind them, about four or five of them moved behind them, and they split the meat up. Whoever catch the moose, he haul it back to the camp and give meat to each tent. That's the way they used to do a long time ago. And they start out again the next morning, go further every day. Look for caribou, look for any kind of what they want to use for spring, all spring. Those days was mink was, she told me mink was only 4 bits, one mink, and marten was $1. That's the way they buy them days. And link, I think that's $1.50 it was that time. So you get you make about $100 worth all winter, part of the winter, and you $100 go mighty long ways some days. And they used to buy pound of tea, 4 bits, and yeah, coffee 4 bits, and tea was $1 a box. They had it in little square box tin can. Well, they've been doing that all part of the winter, and then time to move back. Well, no rubber shoes them days, no, just moccasins, that's all they use. In April, pretty wet at daytime. They move back, start moving back. Pretty soon snow all melt. Gotta start moving back to spring camp. They do that for about a month, and then you have to, it was so, get so warm and snow get so wet, they have to stop around, we'll say about this time they stop, put up camp, and then sleep all that afternoon, and next morning, just as soon as daylight, while it's cold, they start back again, back down to Mentor Flat. And as soon as it started to get wet again, that snow, well, that makes it hard for that runners. And they get awful big load too. And as soon as it started to get wet, well, they stop too. They do that day after day, they do that. Till they get back to where they want to have a spring camp. Out around Mittal Flat someplace. And then put up camp. That's the time the, over the guy over at Stevens Village, he brought over a brand, the white drill, you know, the white drill. He brought over about 4 or 5 roll, I think, something like that. What my mother, she say, that's the story from my mother. By golly, they said they want to make a tent. That's the kind of tent they got right around here now. You know, them white drill, they make them kind. They just do it by hand too, no machine them days. He said, take me but near 1 week to make one tent, just that big tent. About 5 times, 10 by 12, I think, something like that. And I just remember when I was dating new white tent, you know. Well, they get back to my tough flat and then they start to get ready for ducks. They hunt ducks in the springtime and try to get something to eat, fishing in the creeks for pike till the water come. That's all they used to do, them old women used to just fish, that's all. And the old people, they used to just go out hunt ducks in the springtime. Lots of rats, but there was no sale for rats. But some of them rat for the rat body, you know. Rat body, and they keep the skin. They tan it to make a coat or parka, whatever they're going to make out of it. Some get about 100 for the spring. Those days, in them days, that's all they used to go move around for all winter for meat. It's just for potlatch, you know. Just to make potlatch, that's all. They stay there for the spring, and then after that they go down to main Tanana River for the summer. Fishing for the summer. And they don't know what means fish wheel, but some of them guys had friends, you know, they see how them white people make fish wheel baskets. Therefore they started do that too, and that's how they started catch fish. Oh yeah, the first time they make them deep net, you know, them big deep net with out of them willows, some green ones, green willows, long ones, and they take that skin. Mm-hmm. That's what they make fish net with, out of fish net and deep net. And Tanana River used to be just hardly no current down there, and they paddle down the creek, and they could see them fish, they could see them keen salmon coming up the stream, you know, and they just wait for it and have that deep net, and they're drifting down same time too. Then till that fish come right to that deep net, when they just pull it up. That's got long handle, and that's about awful, bigger than that, round. Yeah, it's about just big as this, that big round. And they keep that willows, you know, that willow skin. What they make fish net out of, they keep it in the water so it don't dry up. And they have to keep it in the water all the time. One guy catch keen salmon, well, they all gather up their friends, all their partners and all them, and go in one house and eat dinner or supper, whatever it is, and you know, they one whole big king salmon, reach all of them, and the next day another guy do that, some lucky guy, I think they catch 3 is the highest they can catch in king salmon on Tanana River. Now they use that fish net, they make it long, about that long. No, they make about that big eye in them. You gotta just keep it in the water all the time, cause it after a dry up, it break too, you know, break right off. So therefore they keep it in the water all the time until they get it to where, set it off. They get it to where they wanna set net, you know, king salmon, pass. Oh, it catch about 3 fish, it's about all. Well, they start over again. They do that all summer in fishing. And then they go back out to Minto Flat, and they have fish trap, you know, they make fish trap. And they do the same thing. They use some willow skin for deep net. And they make fish trap in the creek. Oh, they catch lots of fish, pike, sucker, whitefish, all the kind of fish they catch. Fishing there, and they have caches out there at the mouth of the creek there, what they call Gold Stream. They do that till it frees in. And that's when they quit fishing. After that, they started fishing on ice with a fish hook. They do that for about another 10 days. Then some of them just go move out right from there, up around Chattanooga, Catalina, Washington, over around here, some of them. They all split up. Whoever got the most meat, well, they haul it back into the Minto village, you know, and put away meat and cash. Oh, a lot of sort of dry fish too, and they keep doing that till somebody's going to make potlatch. Well, they're just like right there, they give meat, help each other with meat, you know. And that way that come up to lots of it. When somebody die, well, they make potlatches too, and put them away good whenever their wife or husband die. And those fur that they used to catch, I remember my mother used to tan every day skin. Beaver skin, otter skin, moose skin. Those days, one moose skin used to cost just $10, I think. You get about five moose skin, that's $50 right there. Five moose skin, that's awful lot to work for. Dumb days. I remember she used to really work hard on tanning moose skin, rabbit skin, rat skin and all that. She make moose skin boots, moose skin moccasin, you know, lawn. Everything is all together different now, right now. You got axe, saw, everything right now. But them days, there was none like that. No kind of iron. My mother used to tell me, if you find one can, just about this big, she said they used to buy it from each other, one marten skin. And they keep that too. They keep it for melt water or melt snow, you know. We keep that year round. Big bucket. And just 10 bucket, and that's all they had.
Kacht anay na ya yan janga kacht anay. Ranti kacht anay na nalta akhalan. Rakhayin nalta akhanga yin akhtayil dita. Chiz hon na khasnish. Dina gu kacht anay nigo akhalan. Khuyaade. Atla gu chikatani tok nalta. Mekin potlatch. Он надо цахаль, не надо халук. Надо ца. Нах ты дек цахаль. Дрэнти. Хуя ады. Хуя ады го. Го ты на горшанат. Янга таталлина данга кана хатни тилти. Катрас лани ла. На ху гэс. Dinaku ya sit kuta kelta k kiltaat kogdani naha khaxtaliyata ratinasku zakhati nahtalni khaxtaniyin tetsniyo khaxal yin khalan za zildanalti zin hon khalni luka diya tetsigi tetsigin qohaitali ko nata tsakh khadchut ko khaidni baba gon tsokhyain tsla do khoita nana tsada ingit ingin nibale khailtagin ilti natlilan mat sokhyal nakhalnik anasal nakhalnik yog ingit minchai chu minchai khogila in yoguda ha chorrela khogila ta ich Kokali lachu hogila. Test ak, lachu hogila. The chinch a car. Slachu hogila. A yelty horns of tea. But tea upon a cleaner get desta. A hot test the naho. That go. When I knew the jelly lajak, I did bahan the clay. The you get that dancer. Awful knowledge, nacht laja. Children, tech, crank och, get on a chastity. You get Baba Kakala, designated the clock or Chicotas, knee, who like it, Baba Oka. Hulla. So you get Hick can't dig dog a tazzle leal, go your Nihil chut, look as go to the nail. Go in a good day to go eat in high. You get good after the day. Eat tree, chalk, to go. Rais not land, you get eat tree chalk. He got the tea, good day, good day, done it, good day, good day, not land. Gumin chaitan, could I got it? Tell a good damn chaitan, a hinch a hit dalga. He get nasty, he get bitsy in a stick. He get cockhustin at the two, a ditch of a hash eat nigger, or on the hedge nigger. You could chill down, Hohendo, Sash, no Holland, he get. Oh, he took up another Nachtra, Logaja. Bahanet say, you go nine new ditches. God did stay, that's an age, Nathan, Jadugo. Nothing.